88.5 KRFY is listener-supported, commercial-free community radio for North Idaho. Please become a member today at krfy.org. Well, good morning, KRFY listeners, and thanks for tuning in this morning to your community radio station here at 88.5 KRFY. Glad to have you with us, and we have a special morning show. It's always a special morning show every Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday. And I'm Susie Perez, so thanks for joining me. Today, we'll be talking with Charles Mortensen from Syringa Cyclery and Jason Meshberg from Friends of Syringa Cyclery. And good morning, Charles and Jason.
Good morning.
Good morning, Susie.
We'll be talking about the Gravel Grind series and that Syringa Cyclery is sponsoring, I suppose you'd say, and an upcoming movie called Breaking Away. So again, thanks for joining me today. But first, I think, what should we do? The weather, maybe? It's always interesting.
Yeah, that's on people's minds.
Okay.
Let's give the people what they want.
All right.
Give us a good report.
Okay. From the National Weather Service, we have currently, they're saying 45 degrees. Kind of cooled off last night, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Get to wear our warm clothing. Today, mostly cloudy with a high of 74. And light and variable winds becoming southwest 5 to 10 miles per hour in the morning. Tonight, mostly clear with lows around 45 again. Winds 5 to 7 miles per hour in the evening. Thursday, sunny, high of 76. Here we go back into that kind of weather. And on Friday, we have high of 78. Let's see if we can go a little further into the weekend. We have Saturday, a high of 80. So we're back to that great weekend weather. And that's about it from the weather service. And stuff coming up. Anything coming up that you guys know about besides the Friday night movie?
It's the only thing on my mind.
Is it? Okay. So anyways, one thing that's coming up in Sandpoint this weekend, it's Friday. We'll be talking all about that in a minute, but we'll say it several times. It's a movie called Breaking Away. It's at 8, or it's at 7 at the Panada on September 8th. So that's this Friday. There'll be a short film by Scott Ruhlander, and then the classic Academy Award-winning movie now, yeah?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, best screenplay, I think.
Okay.
Maybe.
Way back, when did it come out?
I think it was 79.
79, okay.
Yeah.
And that movie is called Breaking Away, so there's all kinds of things going on, but we're going to get into that in just a minute. So let's start. Ready? okay, again, my guests are Charles Mortensen and Jason Meshberg. You're both here to talk about the upcoming events, the Gravel Grind series. So let's start with that. Is that a good place to start?
Sure.
It's something unique. There's a three-series program, and the Monarch Gravel Grind that's coming up September 16th is the final of the three.
Right.
So how
accurate.
So you're very involved in this, Jason.
Yeah, yeah. And, you know, I think that we've seen Sandpoint grow as this amazing cycling destination. So, you know, I'll frame this up, the work of the Pondere Peddlers and all of the work that they've done with access and trail build. And I think what Charles has done is he's been sort of the competitive component of all of that amazing cycling activity. So, you know, what started as one event, we got the idea by collaborating with the amazing Rotary Club of Sandpoint to start turning it into a series, a real destination. So with that, maybe I'll, you know, tee it over to Charles for some commentary.
Yeah, so we started with the three-quarter minus Cycle Tour, which we've been doing for a few days. I think the first one was 2019.
Mm-hmm.
It's a gravel Gran Fondo, technically. We time it so people try to go fast. Not all people, but the guys who like to go fast, go fast.
Is and that what Gran Fondo means? Like timing it, kind of making it more a little more competitive?
Yeah, it's like somewhere between a group ride and a full-on race. It's timed, but Gran Fondo is generally mass start. So everyone rolls out together. You don't try to seed out, you know, competitive waves.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's kind of a competitive group ride, sort of. But yeah, so we started with that in 2019. It's a gravel race, essentially. That is mostly in the Selly Valley on gravel and pavement. There's a couple of nice big climbs, and that's in May. So this year, late last year, Mel Dick came to me with an idea to add a gravel route for the Chafe 150 event, which is in June, typically right around the solstice. So he was sort of picking my brain and Jason's brain about routes. And we came up with the idea of, well, if you're going to do that, why don't we do a series? So we created this series, which we're calling the Idaho Panhandle Gravel Series.
Good things come in threes.
Yes,
so we're like,
exactly.
Hey, we need a third event here in the fall. We need to thread the needle on timing. So it's after the heat of summer. Try to get somewhere around smoke season, maybe just after. So, you know, this is our first go at this route in this event. In adding a third event. So,
And we call that the Monarch Grind. And it starts near Clark Fork along Lightning Creek and goes up into the hills behind the Green Monarchs. Almost probably 98% on Forest Service roads. The route is 70 miles long and 8,000 feet of climbing. So it's a tough one, but it's absolutely gorgeous.
We rode it a few weeks back, and
back early June, Jason and I and a couple other guys rode it, Justin Henney and John Hansen, and nobody had ever ridden the route as far as we know, so we got a little lost and did a little extra riding that day.
Ran out of water, had to drink some suspect creekside roadside water.
Yeah,
but everyone was okay.
We're still alive.
Yeah. And I'd say this is the rowdiest route of the three.
Yeah.
And when I say rowdy, I mean, it's long, it's hard. The road conditions are very challenging. Mm-hmm. So there's just friction everywhere.
Right.
You got gravity and the road conditions are just, you know, wild. So it's definitely like the rowdiest and coolest event of the three.
It sounds like going out ahead of time was a good idea because you're going to know where to put the directional signs.
For
and
sure,
possibly
Susie.
Where to have refreshment stations and make sure that everyone's covered.
Yeah.
Yeah. So we have that lined up. We've got a few motorcycle support guys that are going to be out there with tools and extra drinking water and Jason, I think, is going to be out there in a pickup truck.
I'll be rolling support.
Following riders around and maybe stationed partway out there. We also have an aid station, which actually is going to be manned by KRFY and also Pondre Peddlers. They're going to kind of switch off around halfway through the race. That's going to be at the top of Johnson Saddle, which is behind the Green Monarchs, top of the first killer climb on this route.
there's some brutes.
Forewarning. Yeah. Now, both of you said that when you went out early in the spring, it was four guys. Do women do this kind of race?
Yep. Yeah. We have some women signed up already. I forewarned people after we rode the race. We realized that we needed to make some safety rules. So we're going to start really early to make sure everybody gets done before it gets dark. And we're going to have a cutoff time at the top of the first climb because there's a big loop that once you start that, you're pretty committed. So we want to make sure people are at that point before the loop in time to get around and before it gets started.
Yeah.
So
come very smart.
Yeah. Yeah. And, you know, come with a full season of fitness in your legs.
Yeah.
Come with your bike in great shape because this course will test everything.
Bring extra tire things and tools and stuff.
I don't know that we counted, but Justin, when we rode it in June, I think had about 38 flats.
Yeah. It was 38, maybe 150.
You got some new tires after that.
So let's just talk for a moment about the bikes. These are specialized bikes. They're gravel friendly,
Well, yeah, there. I'll talk a little more later about this, but gravel bikes are essentially road bikes, you know, with the curly handlebars, drop bars, they're called. The bikes are a little bit different, a little bit forgiving geometry, a little more comfortable to ride than a classic road racing bike. They have wider tires with knobby tires for traction. And on this route, the Monarch Grind, there will likely be a lot of people actually on lightweight hardtail mountain bikes. In other words, a mountain bike with a suspension fork and no suspension in the rear.
And really good tires.
Yeah, because it's pretty rough terrain. So they're going to be probably faster on those bikes, definitely on the descents than the gravel bikes. But they will sacrifice a little bit of speed on the flats. There is a flat section, one flat section on this route leading up to the first climb.
Leading up to the first climb. Okay. That's
but it's a 9-mile one and it's fast. So they will lose a little time on that section, but then they may gain some later on.
So I just want to back up just a moment. We're talking about the cycling series, the gravel cycle series called the
Idaho Panhandle Gravel Series.
There you go. So let's just for a minute look back at the 3/4 Cycle Tour, which is now in its fourth year. How did that go this year, and how did Chafe 150's flat race thing go?
So the 3/4 minus, yeah, it was actually our third year because we had a hiatus with COVID. But it went well. We had... You know, this year and last year, we had horrible weather. It was, you know, this is early May, so.
It's almost by design, Charles. Yeah. I mean, I think you'd like to choose these weekends where we're going to get 40 degrees and rainy.
It's part of the deal, sort of, isn't it?
Yeah, pretty much. Ironically, the first year we did it, it was beautiful weather, and I think people got a taste for it then, and they came back the following year that we did it, and we're pretty much inundated by torrential rains and 40-degree weather. But everyone who did it had fun.
Yep. Yeah. Yep. That's the consistency. When they get done, they got smiles on their faces, and they tip a couple back at Matchwood and have a great time and a lot of high fives.
It's a pretty good community event. We have a lot of local business sponsors, running aid stations, and Matchwood hosts the after party, and it's pretty fun.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm always impressed with the way the community gets out for these events, you know, from the 3/4 minus to the Chafe, and then, you know, people stepping up for this event and the Monarch Grind coming up.
And the Chafe was good. It was the first year that they had added a gravel route. They dropped one of their routes, their 100-mile route, I believe it was, and added a gravel route instead, which started in Clark Fork and went up Lightning Creek and then down Trestle Creek, and then into town via 200 and Sally Valley.
And how did that go?
It was good. They had a pretty good turnout. I think there were 50-some riders on the gravel route. It was pretty fun.
Everyone made it back.
Yeah, I rode
it. That's the important part.
Jason was out there supporting, egging people on. It was fun.
So we're talking about the Gravel Grind series. Again,
Idaho Panhandle Gravel Series.
I have to write that down.
And then this last leg of the series is called the Monarch Grind.
And you kind of described it. It's going to be the most challenging, I would say.
Yeah, for sure.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
And be prepared. So how would someone find out more about that one? Because it's coming up on the 16th of September.
Yeah. So that probably the easiest way is to go to syringacyclery.com. And then at the top of the webpage there on the homepage, there's a menu banner, basically. And if you go to events/rides, or it might be rides/events, hover on that and you can find the Idaho Panhandle Gravel Series there. And then all, you know, the 3/4 minus and the Monarch Grind are under those. So you can get info about the race as well as links to registration. And also... links to tickets for the upcoming movie this Friday, which, as you said, is going to be Breaking Away, preceded by a short film by Scott Rulander, which is about the Three Quarter Minus sequel tour. So he, Scott went out there with us this spring and did some filming while we were getting ready for the race, setting it up, and then he filmed during the race, and then he's been doing some more filming since then. And
his films are always really fun to watch because you'll see people you know. This is hometown, but it's
Jason is one of the stars.
Piece. You're a star, Jason. Whoa. Can I have your autograph?
I'm blushing.
So I just want to remind our listeners, I'm here. This is the morning show. It is September 6th, and I'm here with Charles Mortensen and Jason Meshberg. We're talking about the Idaho Panhandle Gravel Series, and the next one coming up is the Monarch Gravel Grind. That's a 70-mile one. It's a big one. But also, we're talking about the whole idea of gravel riding. It's a little different than, you know, road racing that... like the Chafe 150 started out as, but you've added into that. How well a gravel bike rider do you need to be to do something less? Just use the Monarch one that's coming up.
Trained that, and stuff. For this one, the Monarch Grind, it's one that you definitely want to have some pretty good fitness for, as well as some pretty good riding skills. The roads are rough. They're washboardy. They're a little bit ruddy. They're remote, and you definitely want to be prepared for them.
Yeah, I think the way that you've been able to communicate the course, I think the riders sort of self-select whether they are ready for this kind of event. That they've got the mileage in their legs from the summer. They see the mileage. They see the mileage. They see the elevation. You know, there's 7,500-ish feet of climbing, and that's enough to let riders know. Like, I've got more work to do here in the closing weeks, or, you know, hey, maybe there's another way to help out, like buy a raffle ticket and go see the movie and see if I can volunteer in some way. By the way, the raffle ticket, we should just mention that. So
let's just get into the movie now. Sure. I wanted to just talk about the ride and how it's growing in popularity, this kind of rides. Yeah. And this is nationwide, probably, or worldwide. And what are you seeing? Yeah. People coming in for these from local, kind of regional?
It's Spokane, Coeur d'Alene, British Columbia,
maybe Missoula,
Montana, and Sandpoint, of course.
Because we have the mountains to ride in, right?
Yeah, and these rides and all these places where people are coming from to ride in our events also have their own events. And it's very popular, and there's definitely a growing group of people that are doing these. And it's also worldwide. I mean, there's now UCI, Unified Cycling, series of gravel races. So it's become like the Tour de France and all that. Now they're starting to do races like that. Not stage races, but one day gravel races.
Yeah, kind of like minor one-day monument type races. It started with, I think, the Eroica in Italy.
Yeah.
That's maybe a 10-year-old event that started to get more popularity, much like some of the springtime racing in Northern Europe. Yeah. And now it's definitely gaining in popularity. We're starting to see some of these elite pro riders from the World Tour taking on gravel, and it's been impressive to see the growth. And I think it's, maybe the climate's changed, the appetite's changed. People want an adventure. They want to kind of spend the day on the bike, but do it in a sort of controlled setting where there's a route, and there's a route mapped out. Mm-hmm. You know, people ride all the time, but, throw yourself in a couple of events. It serves as a carrot to keep yourself honest and making sure you're being consistent with your riding. So I see that in the spring, people will register for a couple of these events through the year, and that's what keeps them motivated and staying on their bike.
Mm-hmm. And so we can move on to the movie. That's very exciting how it's growing and how the many facets of biking in general. You know, there's town bikes, there's now these heavy duty gravel bikes, and all different kinds of things, and people are involved in different ways. There's the e-bikes too, but we won't get into that. So I want to, let's move on to the movie. This is pretty exciting. And I just want to say thank you to you both for having care of this fundraiser. The Breaking Away movie is a fundraiser for the Panada and for KRFY. At 88.5 FM.
So if you love this station and you love the Panada, it's come on down and see this movie. It's a wonderful film.
And also the Monarch Grind itself, is the proceeds from that will go to KRFY and the Panada as well.
Yeah.
Well, guys, thank you so much, because that's a great partnership.
Well, we're so grateful to have this resource here in our community.
I know. Yes. But let's talk about the movie. You kind of have said some things about it.
Yeah, so
go ahead.
It's going to start at 7 p.m. with a short film first by Scott Ruhlender. We'll have an intermission after that, during which we'll do the drawing for an Otso Cycles gravel bike.
Wahila.
Yeah.
These are really good bikes.
Jason rides one of them.
Yeah. I bought mine. This is a better way to get it. So get, you know, if you're interested in trying to win one of these, there's a raffle available at Syringa Cyclery.
Yeah. Okay, you can start buying those now. You don't have to, we want you to go to the movie, but.
See the movie. That's where get some raffle tickets.
Yes, you can get them anytime at Syringa Cyclery up to the day of the movie. And on that day, we'll have tickets available at the Panada as well before the short film, and then during intermission, there'll be a table out in the lobby. And then, so the short film, it's pretty fun. I've seen a draft of it already, and it's about 10 minutes long, and everybody knows Scott and his filmmaking, really good stuff. It'll be pretty fun. We'll do the intermission, and then Breaking Away will be after that.
You know, I mentioned to someone who I was talking to about underwriting here about the film that's coming. And she said, she's a biker in town and you all know her, but she said, "Oh, I love that movie." And then she was quiet for a while. We were on the phone. And then she said, "It's in my calendar." And I said, "Tell all your friends." They do the Monday night rides or whatever you guys do.
Yeah.
And, it's just a great movie.
It's a great film. Whether you're a cyclist or not, this is an Academy Award-winning film. It's coming of age.
Yeah.
It's a small-town film. Yeah. Cheer for the Cutters.
Yeah. it's a great. It's one of my favorite movies of all time.
That's what someone else said, too.
Yeah.
So good job on that. And
tickets for that are, they're not on the usual Panada platform online, but through the same site that we use for the bike race registration.
SyringaCyclery.com.
Yeah, you can link from there to it. It's and you can also link from the Panada website. They have that link on their website also.
Okay, I saw it there, yeah.
Yeah, the Panada will also be doing a day of show at the door ticket sales. The best way is to go online and get them there.
Yeah, pre-sales encouraged.
So get e-tickets, kind of like that.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's so modern. And again, that movie is this Friday night at the Panada Theater. It is a fundraiser for the Panada and KRFY, and it's probably one of the best movies, inspiring, uplifting movies that we've had in town for a while. And as you said, it's one of your favorites. There'll also be a drawing that night for the Otso Wahila carbon gravel bike during intermissions.
Mm-hmm. Incredible giveaway.
Incredible.
Big value.
Yeah.
I just wanted to make an announcement. I thought this is really fun. You guys are going to love this one. Since we're talking about bikes, the Ponderay Pedalers, are you both involved in that group?
Sure.
Yeah.
Yeah. And what is that? They, I've had Jason Welker in here. He's kind of the CEO or whatever, director of it.
He's executive director,
And they do a lot of trail work.
They do. They have done a ton of trail work, and especially since Jason became the executive director. His staff and all the people involved with POP have just been doing a great job maintaining and building new trails, both at Pine Street Woods and VTT, the whole Syringa Heights network, and the lower basin, Schweitzer Mountain, as well as the upper basin, ongoing trail building just every year.
Yeah.
A ton.
It's just power to the people. Amazing organization. You know, the people rally and have so much energy to help out with trail work.
Tons of volunteers. Amazing every culture. Week they're out there. Every Thursday they're out there building trail. It's pretty amazing.
Yeah.
It's a really great group. Yeah. And someone has stepped up, just so you know, this is what do we call this? We're just announcing it for the first time.
Okay.
Someone made a donation to KRFY to sponsor a program, a nonprofit. And they are sponsoring as an underwriter. So they've paid the $1,000 for Pondere Peddlers will now be one of our sponsored underwriting groups.
Oh, that's so great. Nice. What a great announcement.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Yeah. Doesn't surprise me.
By the way, the raffle, the bike raffle at the Panada, the proceeds for that go to Pondere Peddlers.
Oh, fantastic. Yeah. I'm just thinking, all these young people coming up, there's a place for them to find opportunities to volunteer, be outside, make great trail cleanups and all those kind of things.
Yeah. And the other thing that POP does is they do these mountain biking clinics for adults as well as for kids. And they do a lot of that all summer long. And it's been pretty good.
I have been up on those trails just hiking, and there's so much courtesy involved. Here comes the bikers, ding, 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 on your left. And, I think they learn that, too, from being part of a group like Pondere Peddlers.
Right.
They learn the rules of the road, so to speak.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, I think there's just great stewardship, especially when you're involved in helping build and helping clean, and you see what goes into it, and, just want it to be a great space for everybody.
Yeah.
Anything else you'd like to say? What did we miss?
Think of anything, Jason?
Well,
about the race.
I hope people can come out. I hope we can rally a few extra people and raise some awareness and get some more people to register for the event. But really, this film is for everybody. So come on out, see this amazing film at our beautiful Panada Theater and help benefit a couple of great organizations.
Yeah.
And again, KRFY really thanks you for picking us. Yay. We need it. We lost our...
Wouldn't have it any other way.
Yeah. Well, you've been such tremendous support for the cycling events that we put on. So it's great to have a platform being able to amplify our messaging on getting people out there doing healthy stuff.
Mm-hmm. And, KRFY is growing our broadcasting team. They're all volunteers, and I have two folks sitting right here that could step in and have a show.
Oh, my.
And what did you call your show the other day that you thought a name? It was a great name?
What was it?
Twiddly D or something.
It's a good one.
Static in the Attic.
Static in the Attic.
With Charles and Jason.
With Charles and Jason.
Trademark.
So someday, folks, that may be on our program schedule. Check it out at KRFY.org.
I didn't know this was going to turn into recruiting activity, but I would expect nothing less than from Susie.
Yeah. Well,
we'll be airing songs that people have never heard before.
That would be really great. Static in the Attic, coming your way someday.
Someday when we all have time.
When we all have time. Yeah. Okay, well, thanks again. Let's say it one more time. We've got a great movie at the Panada coming up.
This Friday, September 8th, Breaking Away, the classic feature film from the 70s, preceded by a short film by Scott Rulander about gravel racing.
Great, and there will be a bike giveaway.
Yeah.
Or you can buy raffle tickets ahead of time. You can go into the Syringa Cyclery. Where is that located, by the way?
It's on the corner of Oak Street and 6th Avenue, 518 Oak Street, technically, though our entrance is on 6th Avenue.
Yeah, there's usually kind of a cool truck out front. Not always, but sometimes.
Yeah. Yep. It's been parked there for a while.
Yeah.
It's my roving... garbage bin. It's what I use to haul cardboard to the dump.
Oh, yeah, one of those trucks.
Right. Yeah.
Okay, Friday night, September 8th, 7 o'clock at the Panada. Mm-hmm. Great movie coming up, Breaking Away. Jason Meshberg and Charles Martinson. Thank you very much for coming. And Jason, you have your hand up. What would you like to say?
I just want to say thank you, Susie.
Thank you, Susie.
You're welcome.
It's always great to see you.
Thanks for getting us up early.
Yeah. Well, yeah. We do that. So I'm going to play a song. It's The Birds. You Ain't Going Nowhere. And then we're going to hear Jimmy Buffett, Margaritaville. I'll be back with some KRFY and community events that are coming up. So I'll be back in a few minutes. Stay with us. This is 88.5 KRFY, your community radio station. Again, Jason Meshberg, Charles Martin, thank you. We have a great movie coming up at the Panada.